I got the sillies out of my system. Hey, baby, this is the Magic Lantern Show.
That made me so much more uncomfortable.
How about you slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
Oh, like a noose. Oh,
you would be Brandon. I would be Austin. Me. And we have a special guest. This giant fucking fly. I don't know how you can't hear it. It sounds like a jumbo jet.
I'm worried that at any point my gremlin of a dog is just going to start fucking like snarling because she has no face to breathe through. Oh man, well, we're off to a great start. We're the Magic Lantern Show and we're going to talk about some aliens.
Yeah, a lot of paranormal and ufologist things follow us on Instagram for some reason.
This is a very fitting time, too, because to my understanding, the government's supposed to release the information that we have on aliens in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After just randomly going, by the way, aliens are real last year when we were all freaking out about a specific thing.
We've dipped into the ufology in a previous episode.
Have we? It seems like it's been ages.
Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders.
Ooh, that's valid. Well, think about that, but like times 100, because that's what we're doing today, baby aliens.
You know, I was going to tell you and Chelsea this, but remember a long time ago, I had something planned for the podcast, an Alien versus Predator universe episode.
Oh, sheesh, that's a saga.
I was going to talk about Blade Runner. And Blade Runner 2, and maybe it's the movies Morgan and Soldier, and then I was going to talk about 4 Alien movies and 4 Predator movies and 2 Alien versus Predator movies. But then I learned that you've never seen those.
I was going to say, I haven't watched like half of them. I haven't watched all the Alien movies in years. I haven't watched most of the Predator movies in literally a decade. Other than like the more recent one that was released, I watched in theaters.
The Predator?
Yeah, the Predator one.
Talk about nooses.
Yeah. And then I haven't seen Blade Runner. I put me on the chopping block right then and there because I've heard that the newer one was actually really good as well. And then I think I watched Prometheus once. Oh, look who it is.
It's me.
Oh, my God.
It's you.
I'm sorry. You.
No, it's fine. The episode's already been a disaster. We can just keep
going. Yeah, we're just going to have to keep going. Austin will edit it all. We don't have to do anything.
Sweet. What are we talking about?
We were talking about the complexities of what's going on in the Middle East right now. What's your thoughts?
I'm just going to sound like a piece of shit here.
No. I don't know.
I don't know. Like
there's no shot he lets her go through with just talking about all that, right? I was like, he's not going to let her rant about that, is he?
No. What I'm saying is I literally don't know what's going on.
That's a fair point for everybody. This is the official podcast of not knowing what's going on.
Of uninformed, unless it has to do with movies.
Fucking facts.
What we were talking about was the massive episode that we had planned and not done was the big Alien versus Predator universe, of which I haven't seen half the movies. And Austin goes, it's fine. We could just wing it because, you know, Brandon's always got a script right next to him. I promise.
Script.
And I was like, yeah, you want me to wing it through like 9 movies of a franchise?
I think that it was like 13 movies.
Yeah, but I haven't seen like 9 of them. I've only seen like maybe 6 of them, and none of them have been recent.
I'm sorry.
That's better than like me. I've only seen like 2.
Facts.
That's valid. Point is, we'll get there eventually. It's on the list right after Die Hard.
Yeah, if nobody noticed, go back to our last episode when Brandon says he's going to watch Die Hard, bitches.
To be fair. That was right before Christmas. And I had every intention of doing it. I only didn't because we didn't record again. That's the reason.
Oh, yeah. This is season 4.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Season 4, boys.
And girls.
And all of our non-binary fellows.
The girls, gays, and the theys.
Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't want to butcher it and be canceled or anything.
I think you've already been canceled.
You know what? You're probably right. You know, I don't like listening back to our older episodes because I'm a different person now. And there's just some questionable things that you let me get away with saying that you should have edited out. That's all I'm saying.
We're not going to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've edited a lot out.
Anyway, so aliens. We're talking about aliens today, and we're not going to talk about any specific aliens, not just the alien universe, but aliens as a whole.
Aliens as a topic. Got it.
Yeah. Aliens holes.
Aliens black holes.
And you aliens are real. That's it. Area 51 confirms it.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about. Totally. Chelsea was here for that as well. Definitely not reminding her. Yeah, in the middle of a pandemic, the government confirmed that aliens exist and then said nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I was there for it.
Yeah. Chelsea was also definitely there for that.
Oh, fuck yeah, I was.
So that's gonna kind of lead us into our topic of the day, because in the next few weeks, we're supposed to get more information on that. And we're going to talk about our favorite aliens in movies. And maybe we find out that they look similar to the ones that really exist.
Can I make a quick note?
Absolutely not.
Okay, perfect. I won't. Yes. I don't want to do any Star Trek or Star Wars. I think those should be.
No, no, not at all.
No.
However, I do want to get your thoughts on what you think of the Xenomorph from the Alien movies or the Predator from the Predators.
I told my girlfriend when we were talking about this, when I was telling her what today's topic is, and I said, I feel like the Xenomorphs are too easy, but they're an honorable mention by default.
Oh, of course. It's a great design.
The design is fantastic, and especially for a universe that is more horror-based when it released. They capture that. I feel like they feed on that fear of the unknown for us, and they look the part. If I was afraid of an alien, it would look like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, Chelsea, do you think Israel is justified in its... I'm kidding.
It Chelsea... was the uh-huh for me. I'm so pretentious. You're actually the worst.
Am I? I got 6 months of podcast energy bottled up inside my body. That's and bottled true. Up outside of my body.
You just got a stockpile of energy bottled up.
Mm-hmm. Energy.
I wouldn't say that out loud. The government will be knocking on your door any moment. Renewable energy? Not here.
Chelsea, what do you think about Alien versus Predator? The movie specifically.
About Alien?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I haven't seen that movie in probably literally like 20 years.
Oh, well, what's an Alien movie you have seen, Chelsea?
E.T.?
Oh,
God
shit.
Damn it.
Nice.
All right, that's where we start today.
I told you.
E.T.
We
was
gonna...
also like a
bad
given,
movie.
Yeah. It was a given, and when I brought up aliens, my girlfriend also said E.T., and I was like, yeah, but that's like, it's not like it's a good alien design, it's just an alien design that we all know.
He looks like a little sausage man.
He looks like my pug that I grew up with. What do you mean?
Was your pug a sausage man?
Yeah. I actually called him sausage.
We've cracked it.
Aliens are pugs, or pugs are aliens?
You know what? Segue me into Men in Black. Do it. Just fucking do it.
Men in Black.
Thank you, Chelsea. There's pug aliens in Men in Black.
Frank from Men in Black.
Best alien design?
I don't think Men in Black has a single good alien design. I felt like all of them were memes that they just filmed.
Hold up. I'm going to argue that Edgar, the giant cockroach.
That's the only memorable alien in the entire universe of Men in Black. And the mail carriers are only because that scene is iconic. Beatboxing aliens is hilarious. And I'll be at work randomly and my brain will just go out of nowhere.
Chelsea, you got a pick? Is something you like?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very well versed in aliens. That's not
I'm going to throw one out there. I'm going to throw one out there that I don't think you'll expect. And that's Lilo and Stitch.
I was just about to say, literally, like, Lilo and Stitch, because technically Stitch is an alien.
Stitch is technically an alien, and so are, like, half of the cast of the film. And that's not even including the TV show, where there was hundreds more.
I've seen the first movie.
You're a failure. End recording. We'll come back when you watch the rest of them.
Captain Diehard's over here is going to give me a speech about fucking Lilo and Stitch.
Listen, Stitch is my favorite alien, and this is why. He's not the conventional alien either.
He's not conventionally handsome, but, you know.
but that entire, like, universe of, like, that type of alienhood, though, if you think about it, like, they basically just picked and chose, like, what they wanted for their specific alien for the experiment. Like, that's really different.
Chelsea, what the fuck just happened to your audio?
I don't know.
It sounds like you just put your headset in a microwave.
I don't know. Maybe I should just put my head in the microwave.
We've all tried. Have either of you looked at the chat recently?
Yeah, I look at it all day, every day.
I'm currently inking this fucking giant drawing I have. That I drew when I still lived in Wisconsin.
Which means that it should have been done 2 years ago.
Yeah, I got a lot of hobbies. I'm a busy man.
We haven't recorded in 6 months. He's like, I've been doing so many things. I've had so much free time. Ooh, that though. That's dope.
Thanks, babe.
For those of you who obviously only listen to our voices, it's, you know, a bunch of characters from Ghibli movies that Austin did really well.
It's a bunch of lines.
It's just lines currently, but it's coming along.
What's art? Just a bunch of lines.
Reading is hallucinating while staring at trees, so, you know, what else is art? Speaking of art, the movie District 9, I feel like the aliens from District 9 were what I would imagine a real alien would look like, and if the government confirms that in a few weeks, I'll tell you all to suck it.
I do like District 9. That's a pretty good movie.
It's Neil Blomkamp. I bought a Neil Blomkamp box set when we all worked at Walmart together. Mm-hmm. And honestly, one of the best buys. I think I paid like $15 for Chappie, District 9, and some other movie I never fucking watched.
Matt Damon in Elysium.
I think it actually was Elysium. I'm not going to lie to you. And I think I watched it one time and I was like, that wasn't that good of a movie.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. Like,
God damn, this new Jason Bourne's fucking weird.
Literally, that was my thought process. That's, I was like, it wasn't that good. And then I found out that they were like all the same director, and I was like, yeah, I guess it makes sense. I did watch like the behind the scenes of District 9, and it was really interesting to see how much like practical effect they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what made it better for me. It made it more enjoyable, I'd say. But I think the aliens in that, I think they're called prawns, and they do look like prawns, to be fair.
I gotta edit that out. That's a racial slur.
Is it now? I don't know. No. What it fucking could be.
You're canceled.
Who knows, man?
Anymore.
Any of you kids ever seen The Thing?
Yes.
Nope, what's that? Never heard of that.
Yes, Chelsea, thank you. Wait, Chelsea, did you see 80s Thing or did you see newer Thing?
80s Thing when I was a child, and it was terrifying.
Basically, the rundown, Brandon, is Kurt Russell and some dudes in Antarctica fight an alien that can look like anything.
I know the plot of The Thing. I just haven't... I haven't convinced myself that it's worth watching in 2021, you know?
It's basically just Ditto, but if you watch it as a child, you're just terrified.
I was going to say, it's Ditto, but with really shitty graphic.
I love you guys calling things Dittos.
But Austin, if you think about it, is it wrong to just say that?
No, not at all.
I mean, if you really think about it artistically, we're all just Ditto, just trying to conform to what society tells us to be, man.
Whoa, here we are getting all philosophical.
I also badly want to not look like this.
I mean, same.
Awesome. Next pick. But I knew the thing was going to be on your list. Give me something different. Give me something I didn't expect.
Something Galaxy Quest.
Did you just throw that out there like randomly, or is that actually on your list?
I didn't have a list.
Really? You went in raw dog into this episode?
Bro, I told you I'm drawing. What notes am I looking from?
Listen back to old episodes at how many times you've been able to tell that you're reading off of something. Other times you're like, I've got some bullet points. Otherwise, I'm just painting shoes.
Yeah. You know, I'm always multitasking. You know me.
Always. You have no like diagnosis on ADHD, do you?
Don't know.
All right. Well, now you do.
Oh, shit. The flag's back.
God, I can't wait for you guys to hear that. Chelsea, I want you to hear the outtakes of this in the beginning because I don't think he's going to leave it in. But where he's in the middle of talking, I said something, he said nothing. And he goes, fuck, sorry, I was looking at this fly. It sounds like a jet engine in here.
Are you high right now, Austin?
No. A little.
Oh, since we're about to cut this part out anyway, what I was talking about in chat before we started is I don't understand how Kentucky Fried Chicken could release a product called the KFC Famous Bowl. Like, they're famous for it, but it's brand new. How are you famous for something that hasn't existed prior?
At no part in that message did you mention KFC. That's where I was lost.
I told you what I had for dinner, and I was having homemade KFC Famous Bowls.
Read the message right now. I swear to God.
I told you I was having Famous Bowls for dinner. KFC Famous Bowls. Homemade.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's loading. Hang on. I don't want to pull it up on my phone because if it fucking kicks me out of the call again. All right. I said...
Man, you make me want to eat my canes now.
I said, ooh, we had homemade KFC Famous Bowls. And he said, zoo-wee, mama. And I said, also, how can you release a product as famous the day it releases? And Austin said, I'm only slightly high, but I don't understand.
It still doesn't make sense.
How can you release a product and call it the KFC Famous Bowl? Like, you are famous for this bowl of chicken gravy, corn, cheese, like, mashed potato concoction. You're like, this is what we're famous for, but no one's fucking heard of it until now.
Fuck, I want one now.
I made homemade ones. They were fire. Come get one. I didn't make any more popcorn chicken, but like I could.
I haven't been to KFC in maybe like 10 years.
That's because you live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
I live in the major metropolitan area.
And you don't have a Culver's, but literally Idaho does.
Spokane, Washington has a Culver's and more racism, so...
That's fair.
They've got cheese and hatred systemically.
But there's cheese curds though, right?
Honestly, so speaking of other fucked up things, a movie I want to bring up is Paul.
Oh, shit, Paul?
Yeah, right? That's what I said. I said, oh, dude, I should totally bring that up. I forgot that movie fucking existed. What is better than Jason Bateman as a federal agent, Seth Rogen as an alien who shows his dick and balls to people, and the fucking Hot Fuzz boys themselves? Name a better fucking like cast for a shitty alien movie. And I rewatched the trailer because my girlfriend's never seen it, and she's like, that actually looks kind of good. Like, the CG is pretty solid for a movie that came out 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we're gonna have to watch it recently. I haven't watched it in probably 10 years, to be honest. Like, since it released, have not watched it a second time. And that's a crime.
It is a crime.
Ah, I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
So basically, Chelsea, like...
Austin provided a detailed description of the conflict between Israel and Palestine.
What?
What are they saying?
I'm so confused. I'm not high enough for this.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I don't have to get drugs back home.
Oh dude, I just went over to Illinois and just, you know, grabbed some stuff.
I heard it was expensive in Illinois.
Because she's totally an Illinois resident and did not cross the border illegally with obtained marijuana that was legal in Illinois. She would never do that.
Nope, no,
she
never.
Is it crossing the border if she was running through the sewers? You were just in a manhole. We established
she
this.
Was hanging out with Splinter and the boys.
Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
If you say anything other than...
Don't say it, Brandon. Chelsea, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Michelangelo.
Thank God, fucking you.
I was gonna say, if you say anything other than Michelangelo, you're wrong.
If you like Raphael, fuck you.
If you like Raphael, you're a fucking edgelord and you've punched holes in your drywall.
What's up? We're about to piss off everybody named Kyle.
TikTok taught me that I'm into Venom sexually because I have a degradation kink, apparently.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Venom is an alien, technically, and TikTok.
I was just about to say that. Like, are we going to talk about Venom here? Because
yeah, Venom's an alien, and I think the design for Venom was better than any of us anticipated. You know,
I do think it looks pretty good.
But also, I find him attractive because they have degradation kinks.
But also, Tom Hardy is sexy, so.
Look, I'm 100% heterosexual and very comfortable in my sexuality, but if Tom Hardy walked into my door right now, you know, I'd leave with him. I'd go wherever he asked me to go. I don't care. I'd take the my back, and I would never have a care in the world.
I don't know what's going on. We were talking about aliens.
We were talking about Palestine.
We were talking about KFC Famous Bowls.
Chels, what's your next alien design that you think is pretty fucking dope?
Y'all ever seen Monsters vs. Aliens?
My fucking girlfriend said that as a meme, and I was like, I don't even want to bring that up because Austin will have a field day with it.
I'm not in love with the movie, but I was just trying to buy for time while Chelsea.
while I ponder my entire existence.
You know what, Chelsea, you're right. It is Independence Day. I'm so glad you said that. Independence Day was a solid film.
I was going to say Independence Day, but I also was like thinking like going like jokey with it and going, oh, Roger from American Dad. But oh, yeah. Independence Day was really good.
Yeah, super solid, right? The alien design was pretty weird. Different. They almost looked like cobras. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Creepy as fuck, though.
It is.
And Will Smith.
Do we like creepy aliens, or do we like aliens that seem like they could kind of be realistic?
Listen, if you start pulling some last Mimsy shit, I'm out. I don't want to see.
Oh, fuck the Mimsy. Fuck the last Mimsy. If anybody likes that movie, you're wrong. Go take a bath with a toaster.
Wow.
That was really aggressive.
It's so stupid.
That movie, I'm going to Google it real quick. The Last Mimsy. What the fuck does that even mean?
I feel like
I saw it one time on accident.
I've never seen it, but is Monster Trucks an alien?
Monster Trucks?
Monster Truck? You know, like, there's a guy and he's got a monster who lives inside the truck.
I don't know that I can even entertain that anymore.
What the fuck? What is a...
That's the alien from the fucking Last Mimsy? What is that?
It's a Mimsy, duh.
fucking well, stupid, right?
The fucking, I'm glad it's the last one, then.
You couldn't have made a bigger dad joke if you fucking tried.
He is a dad, so it works. It's valid.
A practice, you know? Space Jam technically has aliens in it.
Yo, I'll talk about Space Jam all fucking day.
Are you gonna watch the new one?
Am I gonna watch it? Does a bear shit in the woods?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of Space Jam elitists that won't fucking touch it.
I'll fuck with it.
Do you see the new designs, though? The character designs for the new Space Jam?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see all the neckbeards on Reddit complaining that Lola Bunny was changed?
Oh my god, I can't fuck the rabbit now, man!
Oh fuck.
All right, my next pick is it's a parody because I don't care about life. The aliens that parody Signs. So the aliens from Scream 3, I think it was. Scary Movie 3? What was it? Scary Movie 3? Sorry, not Scream. Signs and the aliens piss out of their fingertips. I think that's a really realistic design. That one really does it for me.
That one really puts lead in my pencil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know?
Lead in my pencil.
Y'all seen Arrival?
I actually just scrolled up and saw this. I haven't watched it. I click the trailer and just watch it right now.
Watch the trailer right now. Give me your live reaction.
Well, my headphones are plugged in my phone, so everybody would have to hear. Yeah, we're gonna get copyrighted. Well, let's find out. Oh my god, that's so fucking loud.
There are days that define your story beyond Holy your shit. Life.
It's a fucking Sarah McLachlan commercial.
Yeah.
For 25 cents a day, what might be called for you can escape the aliens. This is a 2-minute trailer. Oh, this looks really serious.
Top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one. Where do you want? Where are you from? You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show. That's what they call it, a UFO.
Yeah, was that Hawkeye?
Hell yeah, it was.
What is that? Is that an avocado?
What's an avocado? Whoa!
It's an avocado, dude. To be healthy, scared they come out of this avocado.
I love that you just did that, Chelsea.
Thanks.
Was being carted off in the medevac.
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
Ooh.
So what do they look like? You'll see soon enough.
It doesn't matter what you put him in. He's getting suited up in the trailer every time.
Who?
Hawkeye. What's his name? Jeremy Renner or some shit? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne. Oh my god, it's Jason Bourne. Every trailer he's in, somebody is putting some article of like armor or clothing or some shit on him. You know?
Because he's weak. He's apparently weak.
Dude's shooting arrows at aliens. Oh, by the way, the Chitauri from Avengers, those are aliens?
They are, but they're kind of ugly. Except for that big one. The Hulk bodies, and yeah.
That's true. Anyway, so Arrival.
Every 18 hours.
Hey, so Arrival.
That's an avocado.
Yep.
Yep, from a distance.
I help.
Yeah, what?
You kids ever seen a dead body?
Oh, roll credits. He said it.
He said
arrived, you know.
He said Men in Black, roll credits. Wiki wow West. Jim West Desperado.
There was definitely a little face hugger action going on with that alien there, huh?
You should totally watch Arrival. It was probably one of the best movies.
I'm not even gonna finish the trailer. That's a minute and 20 seconds in. That's enough. I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it and we'll get back to that.
Y'all ever seen Cowboys versus Aliens? I don't remember what the aliens look like.
Real life, legally obtained U.S. currency to go and see that film in theaters as a kid, and I fucking regret every minute of it.
You say as a kid, but that concerns me because I saw it in high school.
You're pretty fucking...
Yikes.
I mean, it's
Jim, when did the movie come out? I think I was like... I wish I knew how to type. Holy shit, I just had a stroke. I think I was literally like in high school, like freshman year, maybe sophomore year. Imagine trying to Google Cowboys versus Aliens, Cowboys and Aliens, whatever the fuck, and somebody's like, is there a second one being made? Nobody cares. Nobody wants that. It came out July 29, 2011. So yeah, I was in high school. It was like my sophomore year. That to me is a kid, with a child. I was not, nobody would have trusted me with adult decisions.
I still don't trust you with adult decisions.
That's valid. But that's why I went and saw Cowboys and Aliens. I spent real money to go and watch that film. I literally walked out of that theater and was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was real bad. I got zero answers. I left with so many questions that did not pertain to what the trailer showed me at all. Sheesh.
Chelsea, you got another pick?
I do, actually. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, I knew it. I read you like a book.
I'm sorry, I'm predictable. I'm a basic bitch.
What alien from Guardians of the Galaxy are you here for, you know?
I really like...
Shit. Don't fucking say it.
I am Groot. I'm kidding. All of the alien designs in all reality are really nice.
Oh my god, got abducted.
For being realistic.
Blink twice if you're okay.
Chelsea is actually recording through her microwave today.
Chelsea, were you alien abducted?
Maybe.
Fucking sounded like it.
Oh, I want to believe.
Just getting dragged away from your microphone.
This is, if you've never listened to an episode before, don't start now.
This is not where you, season 4, episode 1 is not where you start. I don't think we should even edit this episode. I think we just roll it, run it as it is, fucking send it. And if people stick around, great.
If welcome not, to the train wreck.
I'll just re-edit the podcast and it will just be like a 6-minute loop of that time Brandon stole a gourd from a steakhouse.
I've admitted to several crimes on this podcast.
When I think about like what's a joke that happened in a podcast that made me really laugh, it was the time you told me you stole a small gourd. I just remember
the standards low and Austin brought a shovel.
Yep. That's life. That's like
Pacific Rim is aliens, but it's really just Transformers on crack.
Yo, do you like Pacific Rim?
I think I watched 40 minutes of it.
I'm not mad. And I'm just think disappointed. I paid
attention to 17 minutes of that.
What if I just edit the episode so it's incomprehensible?
It already is.
Yeah. I mean,
this has all just been an incoherent clusterfuck.
Let's see, an alien design I like. You know, I watched Lost Boys the other day. That's not really about aliens, but Lost Boys is pretty fucking good, huh?
What's an alien design that I like? You know, so I was watching Scooby-Doo. No, that one works too well. That works too well. Fuck, you actually referenced that in the beginning, too. So I was watching Pokemon.
Deoxys? Deoxys, Clefairy.
I mean...
Is Clefairy an alien?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, technically, if you think about it, yeah.
Aren't we all aliens?
I get into moods where I'm like, I should go bust out the DS and just fucking play some Pokemon. And then I'm like, nah, I don't know where the DS is. And then I just get over it for 6 months.
I just found mine, by the way.
Bruno's got like a 2DS thingy.
Ew.
But it plays 3DS games, so that's all I gave a shit about. Because I was going to go buy a brand new 3DS again. I wish I didn't sell mine. I think Cloverfield should be mentioned, even though you really never see the fucking alien.
Yeah, I was just about to say Cloverfield.
Chelsea, I love that every time you're like, yeah, I was just going to say Cloverfield.
No, I was actually just thinking about it. I'm scrolling like,
yeah.
through. I'm scrolling through right now on Tubi on my Roku, and I just saw Cloverfield.
Dude.
Like, oh, yeah, Cloverfield's technically aliens.
What year is it that you have a Roku, but you don't just have a smart TV already?
This is my smart TV.
Can we talk about...
Because that, it's built into the TV.
Oh, it's a Roku TV?
Yeah.
All right, I apologize.
I also have Tubi. What do you watch on Tubi?
I don't know. I haven't watched anything yet because I just got the TV.
Oh. Is Tubi worth it, Austin?
Tubi's free.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. So it's totally worth it.
Is there anything good on there, or is it like Netflix?
It's
got quite a bit on there.
It's got weirder picks than Netflix.
How do you spell Tubi? Is it just
Tubi?
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't want to be like Tubi because that'd be some shit.
That was the sickest dolphin impression I've ever heard.
Netflix is like $20 a month, and they have zero content.
I think real talk, HBO Max is probably the best app.
Easily, and I don't even pay for it, which makes it even better.
But, like, it's got a decent selection of old and new.
I was going to say, it's got a great selection, and it's got comedy specials that I give a shit about.
Yeah, not to get on fucking HBO's dick for a second, but... usually,
like,
it's
if
the
there's
only...
a single one, like...
It's that one.
They're getting my money all day.
I don't know, man. I am a big slut for Paramount Plus right now.
I don't have it, and I won't have it until fucking Mission Impossible comes
out. Dude, hold on. You're telling me that they have Attack on Titan and Death Note right here for free?
Mm-hmm. On Tubi?
On Tubi. No shot.
There's also the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo on there.
It's and even stubbed Attack on Titan, dude. No shot.
How have you never... What other apps you guys got that I need to know about?
I stopped... I stopped paying for Hulu because we use my girlfriend's dad's. We also use his HBO Max. And then I pay for Netflix and I don't fucking use it. My girlfriend just watches her horny soap opera doctor shows.
Mm.
And
I leave Netflix. I pay for Hulu, Disney Plus, Paramount, and Discovery Plus.
I started paying for Disney Plus because I was tired of finding people that have it that were willing to give me their password when they have six of mine. So I just canceled like all my subscriptions one day randomly. And then I was like, fuck it. So I have Funimation now because, as you guys know, I've been watching a lot more anime, hence the excitement for the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus, HBO Max. I have Amazon Prime, but I don't use it for anything ever.
It's bad.
It's real bad. It's like the opposite of good, even. Hulu I've been using again lately, not my own, but only because I've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
Dude, that show is fucked up.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Brenna is like caught up to like the weekly release episodes right now, and I just started, and I was like, dude, I'm three episodes in, and this show's insane.
It's a little too heavy for me.
Yeah. It's out there, man. And if she didn't explain it to me prior, I would have never touched it.
I just started watching Phineas and Ferb for the first time ever. I'm about eight episodes in.
What? For the first time ever?
Yeah. And I'm having a pretty good time.
Are you telling me that you're not like the spokesperson for Phineas and Ferb this entire time I've known you?
No, I've never seen it.
That's crazy to me.
There's 104 days of summer.
Wait a minute. Guys, Tubi has better horror films than any other streaming service for free.
Yeah, Tubi's not too bad. I used to subscribe to Verve, VRV, because they give you all of
Crunchyroll too, yeah.
They used to have Nicktoons and Boomerang on there as well, so it was worth it. Now it's not worth it. They don't have Boomerang or Nicktoons.
Queen of the Damned? Shit you not, my brain randomly, rent-free, just plays the entire Queen of the Damned soundtrack in my head randomly.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, but I could probably guess the soundtrack. Is there some Nine Inch Nails on that soundtrack?
I'm gonna look up the entire soundtrack. I used to have it on my old iPod in middle school. I had the entire soundtrack.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Fucking, that's right.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but it's so good.
The main song that I listened to a ton was Forsaken, which is this good old boy Disturbed. I think it's just David Draymond solo, but let's be serious. Change by the Deftones is on there. Dead Cell by Papa Roach. Cold by Static X.
Of course there's some Static X.
Oh, you fucking ain't right. Not Meant for Me, Wayne Static, also on there. Redeemer by Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson. I'm reading like four names at once. System by Chester Bennington. Like, this is it, dude. My brain is like, dude, you should listen to this entire soundtrack randomly. And I'm like, no, don't do it.
And then you do it anyways.
And then I fucking do it anyways. Give me that free serotonin, dude.
Destroy your life.
Free Willy.
Pretty sure it's not an alien, but we could talk about it.
I mean, arguable, you know?
How about Avatar, Blue Cat Avatar?
No.
I want you to know that every time somebody is saying that that's the best movie that's ever existed, I'm like, are you saying that because it was expensive? Or because you feel like the plot was like really good and unique?
I hate that movie so much.
I don't feel like that movie was good.
It's so overrated. For what it is so overrated.
I think that that movie is the epitome of people trying to justify a big purchase to themselves or their significant other.
Correct.
Like, you bought a coffee maker that has a bunch of fancy features that you'll never use, and you're trying to tell your wife, you're like, but it can make espresso as well. We drink that sometimes. Like, no, dude, just admit that you're dumb and you wasted money, you know?
Yep.
Just admit that you impulse bought multiple millions of dollars worth of blue aliens.
That, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I want Ashton Kutcher to start acting again.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, I want Ashton Kutcher to choke me, and I was like, ooh.
Not off the table. If you're out there, Ashton.
I'm waiting.
I'm here. Yeah, so does anybody else have any other alien movies they want to talk about?
What about Transformers? They're aliens.
But aren't technically, they, though?
I mean, yes.
I mean, they're robots, but they're also aliens.
Dude, they've got Cowboy Bebop on here too, Austin.
Yeah, I've got the Blu-ray box set.
Well, of course you do, but this isn't about you.
This is about the truth.
They've got One Punch Man as well.
For $10 a day, you can help us find UFOs.
Oh my god, dude. A part of my brain was just unlocked from my childhood. Do you remember the show MXC?
Yes, I think about MXC constantly. Whenever I hear the food dish Baba Ganoush, I laugh.
It's on Tubi, dude.
I know. MXC fucked me up.
I thought that I was hallucinating my entire childhood that show existed. And then as an adult, I saw somebody post a meme about it. And I was like, that was real? And nobody said a word.
That was real laugh?
That was real laugh, brother. And nobody put a stop to that at any point?
Well, them's how the cards lie, you know?
What a world we live in, you know?
Anybody got any other aliens they want to talk about?
I don't think so, man.
Nope, I think we're good.
So, Chelsea, in terms
of movies, at least.
Where do you think we need to be in this whole Palestine-Israel situation?
Help us find a resolution here.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about your tax fraud from last year, Chelsea. I know you don't want to bring it up, but...
What?
You just sounded like the fucking teacher from Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy's mom. Jimmy's mom. Well, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Fuck.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah. Keep that in there.
Cut that. Don't cut the second one I said Hitchhiker's Guide. I don't want people to think I'm a scrub.
Yeah, I don't want people to think that I'm a dumbass.
I had to sit through all three Xenon films because I thought we were doing an episode.
Oh, that's true. I'm just going to leave now.
And those are technically TV movies.
True.
Xenon, the first one, is the only relevant one. The other two can literally just go burn.
Well, yeah. Guess what? I sat through. Xenon 3 was maybe one of the toughest watches.
Hot garbage.
Look, guys, you watch a lot of bad films for this. Austin has gone through it.
I have. I just watched all three Blade movies.
Don't say anything bad about the Blade Trinity, homie.
Well, Blade 1's really good, and Blade 2's pretty interesting. Blade 3's a giant sack of shit.
I honestly thought that you were going to bring up 10 Cloverfield Lane simply for the nostalgia of how long it's been since we've talked about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I remember we saw it in theaters, and spoiler alert, John Goodman kills the other guy, and you were like, holy fucking shit!
That was such a... That was easily... I love how after that happened, we were like, let's go do this all the time, and then we just never fucking did it again.
Yep. Yeah. I remember that so well.
It was like, this was so much fun, dude. We totally got to do this all the time. We were like, yeah, let's never fucking do that ever.
I think we got burned out because the other movie we all saw, well, it was Jake, you, and I, and we saw Batman versus Superman, and that...
That's what burnt you guys out.
That's fair, because we all walked out of the movie. Austin looked to his left at me, looks to his right over to Jake, and goes, so how do we feel about that? And Jake and I both went, ah... I don't know, man.
Wasn't it?
Definitely not. Did you watch the new Snyder Cut?
Here's the deal. I'm a busy man, and 4 hours is fucking
I was like, you want me to dedicate 4 hours of my life? You want me to give you a second chance as it is, and then you want me to give you a second chance that's twice as fucking long?
Listen, thanks. I've heard it was way better, though.
I agree, but if you have 4 hours of your day to spend, just go watch the fucking Marvel films that are better the first time around.
I mean, he's not wrong.
You know, 4 hours in the Marvel world, that's a couple way better movies. I would watch Iron Man 2 twice before I watch the Snyder Cut.
I don't know if I could do that. That's a big ask.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, man. Iron Man 3 is way worse.
I'll watch the first Thor 3 times.
You got something against first Thor, bud?
It's real not good.
Oh, I know. I was just being... I was trying to be confrontational.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. This has been a mess of an episode.
This has been a podcast about aliens.
And many other things.
If you're an alien, if you're a true believer, if you're the real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Please stand up. Please stand up.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to cut and let me hit that last one. That's kind of selfish of you to just assume I wouldn't hit that third please stand up for you.
I'm on Instagram doing stuff. Brandon, what are you up to?
Nothing. The same shit I've been doing for the last 4 seasons. Don't find me on anything.
He's making a child. Chelsea, what are you doing? Do you like?
Oh, I am doing that.
I am building a house.
Building a house?
With your bare hands?
From the ground up?
We built this city on rock and roll?
Find us on social media. We're the Magic Lantern Show.
We make a garbage podcast for garbage people.
Ding, ding.
And then right here would be an ad for like Blue Apron or some bullshit.